correcting the store, and as long as he lived.
Can you remember anything about the parts of the wagon? Different names for the different parts of it?
Well, the spring, you know, there's springs underneath, just like there's those shock absorbers on cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a thing on the front and on the back, and it's they're stacked up. You know, there's a long one and a little short one.
Isn't
that the way shock absorbers on cars?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, wagons had those.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Underneath that body, you see, to keep it from being, and it wasn't rough.
Because
we didn't have good roads like we have now.
Yeah,
we had
yeah.
sandy roads most always. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember what the traces were fastened to? Like behind, each horse had say if you had two horses and the tongue that went up between them?
They were fastened to that tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was trace chains.
Uh-huh.
They had trace chains.
Uh-huh.
And then the reins, of course, is what you hold them, what you held to keep them, you know,
yeah.
to guide them by. But they were trace chains.
They're kind of blocks of wood or something.
The trace chains is what was back here that was hooked to the horse and to the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trace chain thing. It was a wood thing like this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
had a ring on each end of that trace chain.
Uh-huh.
And that was right behind the horse's rump.
Uh-huh.
Just right. And then that thing was hooked on to the horse.
Mm-hmm.
The harness.
Uh-huh.
It would come down. It was hooked on
uh-huh.
to that.
Yeah.
And then that was hooked on to the wagon.
Uh-huh. And then the
something on the front. That was hooked onto the tongue. I don't remember. The collars. They always had a collar. Single tree. That's what I'm trying to think back here. This is what I'm talking about back here. The single tree.
Uh-huh.
And then the trace chains is what was up in the front that was hooked onto the. Mm-hmm.
Were the single trees connected to something?
Yeah, they were hooked. That was the thing that was hooked onto the horses and then hooked onto the wagon.
Uh-huh. When it hooked down to the wagon, was there a bigger piece of wood?
No, I think it was just onto the wagon some way, and maybe it wasn't on the tongue of the wagon. It was just on the.
Was it maybe that?
I can see it just today.
Is that a double tree or something?
Single tree.
Uh-huh.
Single tree.
And then the two single trees
hooked
down to that.
Yeah, and you know what the racing bit is? That was the thing in the mouth that came around, and the harness, the harnesses was hooked to that.
Uh-huh.
And then that's what was brought back, that long level thing, and that's what you held to guide them with the bit in the mouth, you know.
Did you ever drive them?
Yes!
Wow.
Even when I was a tiny, we just had old mules, you know, that were real tame. They were not wild or anything.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't see too many mules anymore. And horses are wild.
Yeah.
I've always been afraid of horses, really.
I saw a man in Demopolis, the old color man, on a wagon with two mules. And I was talking to the people in the motel, and they say he goes up and down the street every single day. I think he works someplace in Demopolis.
And that's his way of transportation?
Yeah.
Well,
he goes up Highway 80, you know.
Well, down in the country, you go down back further south,
uh-huh.
you see, especially out in the small communities, you see a lot of those.
That really amazing.
And with their families and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way we used to travel.